So let's have one for you, Laura. Patrick wants to know, what does each part of the brain do to help keep us alive? What's going on?
Goodness me, this is a huge question.
It's basically like all of neuroscience, right?
Yeah, see, I can do that in what, 3-4 minutes? Yeah, easy. Yeah, yeah. So maybe I should just take you through a bit of a whistle-stop tour of the brain. If we have our brain stem, and that takes care of things that we don't think about.
So what's that? That's the yeah. bit of the back of my neck.
Exactly, oh. The bit where you can feel like...
Let's do this at home, everyone. Okay, feel the back of your neck.
Yeah, let's take you through. So everyone feel the very bit where you can feel it's a little bit bony, a little bit of protruding. That's where you have your brain stem, and that's where it controls things like swallowing and breathing and all the things that we don't think about.
This is the really old bit, isn't it? This is like the ancient brain.
It absolutely is, and for very good reason, otherwise we wouldn't be able to breathe or function. On the back of there, there's also something that you can't feel, unfortunately, but if we move just our hand a little bit further up, we're on the cerebellum. And the cerebellum is well known to most people on a weekend because it's the part that controls our movement and our gait, and it's the bit that alcohol allows us to be a little bit woozy, and so we can't walk straight. And
then controls our dancing. To put it a bit more positively.
Blame it on the cerebellum, absolutely. Yeah. And then we have the cerebrum, which is really where we're coming up into the hemispheres.
So this is the top, like the big bits at the front of the brain, the big stuff, the grey matter.
Absolutely. So this is whenever you see a picture of the brain and you see it kind of looks all folded, and so those are called the sulci and the gyri. And the reason that they're like that is because you need more surface area to fit in the 100 billion neurons that we have that allow us to talk, walk, and for you to listen to me now. If you pop your hand on the back of your head again, you've got it resting over the occipital lobe. And this is where the visual processing is done. So we're looking...
So seeing at the back of the head.
Absolutely. Light movement, colour, so on and so forth. And then if we move, carry on moving forward, so as if we're going to come to the front of our forehead, but stop before we get there.
So this is where our headphones are resting.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if you've got them at home. And then we're at the parietal lobe, which is kind of responsible for visuospatial information and sensory integration, because our sensory cortex sits in there. So
that's putting everything together from the world around
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. So when we were talking earlier about feeling up on our bottom, the seat, things like that. And then if we carry on walking forward, we have the frontal lobes. And this, as I mentioned earlier, is relating to our personality, our executive planning skills, our working memory, so on and so forth. And then we also have, if you're going to decide you didn't want to listen to me anymore, so you wanted to put your hands over your ears, you'd be very close to the temporal lobe. And the temporal lobe is responsible for hearing, as you would imagine, and also for memory functions. So that's kind of a very quick tour. But if we think about how the hemispheres may differ, because what we're increasingly finding is the brain is very networked, and it utilises both hemispheres for many of the functions that we carry out. But there is some form of lateralisation in some of the things that we do.
Because I think I covered this recently. We did the myth busting on the, are you left brain or right
yes.
brain? But there are some things that are left and right, aren't
Absolutely,
there?
Absolutely, yes. So mainly, and the one that most people have heard of is language lateralisation. And that in most right-handed people is taking place within the left hemisphere. Very interestingly, there is a subset of left-handed people that it will actually be right hemisphere localized. Not all, but some. And a fewer still, some people that there's bilateral organizations. So that's very interesting. And in terms of the right hemisphere, we find from looking at brain injury, most notably this hemispatial neglect, which is really interesting, where you can still see things in one side of visual space, but you just lose the ability to attend to it. And that seems to be more long-lasting if you have damage to your right hemisphere than your left, meaning that it's likely to be more important in visuospatial processing.
So I think basically the summary is all bits of our brain are really important.
Yes.
And they're all used, but they're sort of different areas that are special.
Yes.
Thanks very much.